I didn't realize how important the first 90 days were until a church hired me on the same exact day that they hired someone else for another ministry position. And that night when we got hired, my new coworker and I both started off our new positions on equal ground. And by equal ground, I don't mean good ground. It was just equal. I wouldn't say it was good because the ministries that we both inherited just felt stuck. The programs were boring. The environments were stale. Attendance was on the decline. Different people in those different departments, they just lacked energy. They lacked enthusiasm, volunteers. They weren't signing up. Volunteers who had signed up weren't showing up. And honestly, the idea of growing, especially in any kind of, you know, short amount of time, the idea of growing just sounded more like a joke than an actual possibility. And so we had a really tough job ahead of us. And then after 90 days, my ministry was thriving. Things had already turned around. Students were excited about being there. Students were inviting their friends. And there was a buzz around the church about the change that had taken place in the ministry. Unfortunately, the other person's ministry was really struggling. Nothing had changed. Things really hadn't turned around. And as people have a tendency to do, they started grumbling about what was taking place in that other person's ministry. So as I thought about what made the difference, I didn't have to look too far because I went into that job with a plan for the first 90 days. I really wanted to hit the ground running. So what I did was I spent the weeks between the date that I was hired and the date that I was set to start. I spent those weeks mapping out a strategy for how I could make the biggest impact in the shortest amount of time. And that way, when I showed up on my first day, I was ready to put that plan into motion. The other person didn't have a plan. They just showed up, fumbled through the days, maintained the status quo. Of course, they handled urgent matters because you got to do that. But there was really nothing strategic about it. That person just handled issues as they came up. They didn't really operate with any sense of intention or direction. And as a result, their ministry just continued to flounder. So the common advice is really what I think that other person was going with. The common advice says, slow down in the first 90 days. Don't do anything too rash. Don't do anything too big. Just kind of show up, settle in, get to know everyone, that kind of thing. And it's a real slow approach. Unfortunately for that person, that common advice didn't work out very well. My advice is to speed up in the first 90 days. I think that you should identify key targets, things that you can accomplish with minimal effort that are going to lead to big results. And we'll talk about some of what those things are as this course progresses, but that's right there at the start. Don't go with the common advice. Don't slow down in the first 90 days. I want you to speed up in those first 90 days. It's called a honeymoon period for a reason. You will have more forgiveness shown to you in those first 90 days. More grace will be shown to you because, after all, you're just the new person. And so I want you to use that honeymoon period for all that it's worth. If you're going to make mistakes, make them in those first 90 days. So I had a plan for the first 90 days. The other person didn't. And as I began to look back on my ministry that I had created after about a year there, I was pretty certain that those first 90 days made all the difference. So in this course, here's what I'm going to be sharing with you. I'm going to be sharing the 90-day plan, the actual 90-day plan that I set out, that I created, and that I used to accelerate my ministry in those days. So it's got four different parts. The first part is that I took the time to understand the situation. I asked a couple of key questions. Who are the key leaders? How do they measure success? What are the people really like? And when people leave this church, where do they go next? I just really wanted to understand the situation that I was walking into. And then next, I started to evaluate everything. I asked, who's on my team? What's working? What's not working? What are we spending our money on? I really wanted to get inside of the day-to-day, the week-to-week operations to figure out what was working and what wasn't. Then I made an effort to gain trust. This is important because anytime that you seek to make changes, whether they're improvements or whether people perceive them as improvements or not, it takes trust. You got to have some relational capital, some relational equity. So you got to gain trust. And that's a key component here. So I learned people's names. I shared personal stories about what I'm passionate about and who I am and where I'm from and why all of that matters. That was all personal stuff. I was professional and courteous, and I just got involved all across the board. If another ministry leader needed help, I did my best to help that person. And then the fourth part of this plan was simply to work to make things better. So I refreshed our brand and our ministry space. I got people situated into the right roles. I was able to set goals and point out our progress to anybody who would listen. And I really just operated with consistency. So where I was strong in terms of this plan, the other staff member faltered in a lot of these areas. And unfortunately, that person left the church less than a year later. So as you prepare to start your new role, whether it's you're new to youth ministry, and that's why you're tuning into this course, or whether you're just getting ready to start at a new church, I want you to know that everything you do in the first 90 days matters. That's what's going to set the stage for either success or failure going forward. And I promise you that if you follow the plan, then your first 90 days will become a catalyst for success and growth in the future. So I hope you're ready to get started. Before we move on, though, I've got an action step for you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down your hire date. You can do this right there in your workbook. Write down your hire date. And then also, I want you to write down the date of your 90th day. That's going to set the parameters that we're working with. And you're going to have an easy way to keep track of what you're doing there on the calendar. So write down the date that you were hired, and also then write down the date of your 90th day. And once you've done that, let's go ahead and keep moving.